Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's military on Thursday said it is preparing for war without seeking war after China's military began a four-day live-fire exercise close to Taiwan's shores. Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58.
We should protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us, lift women up, strengthen families, and stand together for life.
Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. That's a two-hour drive east of Chicago. As the recession continues to attack the American dollar, Walmart is cutting hundreds of corporate jobs in a restructuring effort, a week after they warned of falling profits. The retailer began notifying employees in its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters and other corporate offices of the upcoming cuts. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican from Florida, is planning to make a major announcement Thursday morning. In a tweet last night, his press secretary wrote, "Prepare for the liberal media meltdown of the year. Everyone get some rest tonight." End quote. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has two more countries joining NATO.
The U.S. Senate overwhelmingly ratified the addition of Finland and Sweden as members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a move leaders of both parties portrayed as key to American security around the world following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The resolution passed 95-1. If any senator is looking for a defensible excuse to vote no, I wish him good luck, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a speech ahead of the vote. This is a slam dunk for national security that deserves unanimous bipartisan support. From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
An asteroid a couple of hundred yards wide zoomed past Earth a few hours ago. NASA astronomers discovered the asteroid just days ago on July 26. The meaty space rock known as 2022 OE2 is an Apollo-class asteroid, which means it orbits the Sun and crosses the path of Earth's orbit. This pass missed Earth by roughly 3.2 million miles. The fact that America jumped from inflation to recession last week, one trip to the grocery store and gas station, is the simplest measurement of this crisis. Larry Kudlow is the former director of the National Economic Council during the Trump administration. He's warning America on Fox News this reckless spending by Democrats and their inflation reduction bill is snake oil and will ensure the recession continues to plague America for years to come.
The idea that it's inflation reduction is something out of George Orwell. It's not. By the way, the CBO came out with a preliminary scorecard, just preliminary stuff. But actually, the deficit gets worse for the next 4 years until it gets better after that. But The getting better is full of gimmicks, so I don't believe a word of it. This IRS beast, can we talk about that for a second? The IRS beast is going to go after middle-class families. That's exactly right. It's going to go after small businesses. That's exactly right. Less than $200,000 a year. That's also right.
I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. Insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It is time for the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek joins us now. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm very well. Happy to join you always.
Well, I wanted, the topic here is just perfect because we knew that there had to be all kinds of shenanigans, quid pro quo, backroom negotiating to get Joe Manchin to go along with this alleged Inflation Reduction Act that you say is just an out-and-out fraud.
Well, look, I mean, I think there's been a lot of chatter about this. Schumer is, you know, some measure of this bill's integrity, if you will. Is reflected in the fact that Schumer is trying to rush it through. And the reason is every day that goes by, people learn more about it, and they're not terribly impressed with it, rightly so. For example, and, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, that's sort of the Disinformation Bureau title for this bill, turns out it doesn't reduce inflation. And I think it's not just Republicans saying that. There are left-leaning economist groups like Moody's, which has come out and said, you know, it's like, I don't know, 0.1% out a decade from now or something. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know, it's pretty clear that it is not going to reduce inflation. The inflation fighting aspects of it for include something that's very popular, the idea that the government is going to bargain down pharmaceutical prices via Medicare spending. In effect, capping prices on some drugs that are bought by the government. But, you know, Bill, you're a smart guy. If you're the drug company and the government's going to pay you $10 less for one thing, you're going to raise the price of another drug $10 to make up.
Exactly.
I mean, this is not rocket science. And anyway, pharmaceutical prices have not been going up. They are not. They go up, but they've been going up at a fraction of overall inflation. This is not what's driving inflation. So it's a check-the-box item. It'll appeal to, in particular, a lot of older Americans. But the reality is this is not an inflation-challenging item. And the other thing they're doing, they're supposedly cutting the deficit. But in fact, again, a lot of smoke and mirrors in terms of where the revenues are coming from. I think they're overestimating what the pumping up of the IRS is going to contribute. And by the way, if you start telling people that we're going to add something like 80,000 new IRS agents, I mean, is that really something that most Americans are going to applaud? Everyone should pay their taxes. I do.
Yes.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
But having,
yes,
you know, IRS investigations all over the place, I don't think that's going to be very popular. So there's just a lot here that I think that is less than it's advertised, for sure.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, just what we need to do is to expand government even more, and the expansion of government is part of the problem.
Yeah.
So how is this going to reduce inflation? I mean, again, we get back to the whole worldview of Democrats. Democrats know how to cause inflation, but I don't know historically they know anything about how to reduce inflation.
Well, I think that's fair.
Is that fair?
I think it is. And here's the ultimate irony here, right? A lot of us, you and I, talked about the fact that the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan was too much spending thrown onto already a hot economy and too much money chasing too few goods. I mean, that's sort of how it simply boiled down. And everyone, you could just look at the month-to-month increase in inflation. That's what happened. Too much money chasing too few goods. So voters, interestingly, do connect those dots. I mean, polling shows they think too much government spending leads to inflation. So all of a sudden, the Democrats have been, no, that's not the reason. It's Putin and it's this and that and supply chain and whatnot. And those things obviously have contributed, particularly in later months. But it was the money thing that really got inflation up and running. So now they put this bill in place, the Reduce Inflation Act, and they're touting a reduction in our deficit as being helpful to inflation. Wait a minute, where'd that come from? I mean, I thought Democrats
exactly.
didn't connect those two things, right? So the hypocrisy and the sort of, I mean, honestly, it's all smoke and mirrors. And I mean, I'm not surprised Schumer wants to shove it through, because every day that goes by, it gets harder to do that.
Well, exactly. And we get closer and closer to the midterms, and they're freaking out. They're trying to come up with something. I mean, they have beat Donald Trump up, you know, like the human pinata that he has become, that there's nothing left. You know, there's not much stuff left in the pinata or anything, you know, sweet that you can pull out of it. And so here they're trying to come up with anything else. But, you know, I guess on one hand, like you said, Liz, is the American people are getting smarter and realizing, I mean, when you've got 9 out of 10 people now saying that the government is on the wrong track,
yeah.
I mean, that's significant, you know?
It is significant, and they're right, unfortunately. I went back just for fun and read Trump's speech that he made down in Washington at the American First Policy Forum just recently. And, you know, I got to say, my pulse was quickening. I mean, I think there are other people who could be the candidate in 24. I think Ron DeSantis would be an excellent person to run. He's very, very smart. He's managed a state, Florida, brilliantly. And he adheres to Trump's policy agenda, which is great, you know. But I was reading this. I was like, yeah, this is the old Donald Trump, not talking incessantly about the 2020 election, but talking about crime, talking about common sense things that matter to people and that are just haywire. I mean,
yes.
Look at the crime that's going on in our big cities. It is an embarrassment. It is a national embarrassment. And it's not like a meteorite hit the earth. This is policy-driven.
Right.
Bad policy,
exactly.
Bad crime, and a real reduction in the standard of living for all Americans. I mean, it's not acceptable.
And these are blue state-run entities.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
these major cities, whether we're talking about Chicago, I mean, it's a battle zone. I mean, how do you know, it's just like they just yawn every Monday when they get the casualty count. It's kind of like how we got inured by, you know, all the casualty reports coming out of Vietnam. You remember? And the next thing you know, it's like 60,000. Are you kidding me? How did we get there? You know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And, you know, it's, as I say, it is unacceptable. And by the way, it's unacceptable to everybody. This is not a racial issue. George Soros, you know, has come under some criticism for this op-ed he wrote in the Wall Street Journal about backing very liberal DAs and so forth. Mm. And he talks about how he harks back to this kind of purposeless claim that it's really his stance is because more blacks are locked up than whites. Okay, well, there's more blacks who are committing crimes than whites. And I think, you know, what we know is that there are a lot of things that are going wrong in the black community, and obviously that's one of them. But as Trump says, he said in this speech something that I thought was just exactly right. He said every citizen of every background should be able to walk anywhere in this nation at any hour of the day without even a thought of being victimized by violent crime. I just used that quote in a thing I wrote for The Hill. But you know what? That's right.
Exactly.
I Mm-hmm. Everyone exactly. should have that yeah. opportunity. It's not a black, white, Hispanic issue. It's a real people issue. And if Democrats don't get their arms around this, I did think, Bill, it was very interesting. I think Trump tends to have his finger on the pulse. The fact that he focused on crime in this address that he gave, I thought was very mm-hmm. interesting and very
exactly.
appropriate.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Liz after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, continues with us. Liz, you're exactly right about Donald Trump. I mean, he did this, you know, when he first campaigned, you know, the Democrats were totally ignoring what was happening in the border. You know, remember what Obama Biden did during that period of time. I mean, it was a mess. He brought that up and all of a sudden it was a lightning rod, which opened the door to an America First and the MAGA movement.
I think that's exactly right. In fact, that's you should have written this piece. That's exactly where I started, was, you know, he has his finger on the pulse. All of a sudden, the entire country was saying, you know, build the wall. The other thing that he called out was China and the fact that China's incredible, continuing, ongoing theft of our intellectual property had vaulted them ahead in the economic race tremendously. And what were we doing about it? Absolutely nothing. So, and by the way, millions of American workers lost their jobs as a result.
Exactly.
So I think he has a very keen sense, not infallible, obviously, because he lost in 2020. But the fact is he's got a keen sense of what is on voters' minds. And I think left to his own devices and not, you know, just, I mean, if he follows his own true north in terms of what he thinks is important, I think he lands on the right place 9 out of 10 times.
Liz, how much is, you know, Donald Trump's personality, you know, what some people perceive as abrasive, that is truly of Donald Trump or mythical as defined by the media? Because I wrote an op-ed, you know, toward the end of 2019, and I said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, and I still think that that patina is still involved here, where a lot is placed on him that is, you know, is the media defining who Donald Trump is instead of what he did. I mean, it's hard to deny what he did in terms of energy independence and sealing up the border, blocking out, you know, China. And the thing, the other thing was, which I appreciated, not only was his business sense. I mean, here's a true chief executive officer coming into the White House. It's been a long time since we've had one. And here's one who is, with all his foibles and ego and everything else, but there's just something significant about this. Because I remember when Ross Perot was running for president, I thought, wow, this could be a breath of fresh air. Here's a businessman who could run our government and do a lot of great things, you know, operationally about our government. But, of course, he couldn't bring it home, but Donald Trump did. And but the other thing that was significant was he wasn't beholden. And this is what I said over and over again. What I liked about him was that he wasn't beholden to the Chinese. And little did we know how beholden and elite captured our elected officials had become, like the Biden family and the Clinton Foundation and the Pelosi's. And, I mean, go right down the line. It is lengthy and prestigious of these elected officials who have been captured by the Chinese, and they have to be careful that it's not more than, you know, we're not talking just about movies or the NBA. I mean, the Chinese have they've interjected themselves into every aspect of the American culture.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And look where we are today. Our Speaker of the House is going to Taiwan, a perfectly reasonable thing to do, given that we have enormous business entanglements and ties to Taiwan.
Right.
And they're going nuts, and they're threatening 4 days of military exercises or something of this sort. Xi Jinping is in trouble also in China. His country's economy has slowed dramatically, which, by the way, is why gasoline prices here are down, but that's another topic. And he is scrambling to up his approval ratings, if you will, though those things don't really exist in China, before the big meeting this fall, where he'll angle for another 5-year term, which will basically make him sort of ruler for life. Xi Jinping is now using the distraction of a bellicose Taiwan message to distract from the fact that the economy is turning sour at home. But this is a dangerous time.
Exactly.
But the fact that the Chinese can think they can do this and can threaten, have one of their mouthpieces threaten to shoot down Nancy Pelosi,
could you imagine
right now?
Yeah, I mean, that would be crazy. I mean, that's playing a pretty, you know, serious, you know, idea here, because he's putting a lot on the line, because if nothing happens, then he's a paper tiger.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And I think that he cannot allow that to happen. So it's a pretty, you know, I just, Bill, I want to turn the clock back and have a strong president in the Oval Office, someone that people are worried about or fearful of, as opposed to someone they know is weak and old and will not stand up for this country. And that's kind of, I really think that's where we are.
Yeah, sadly. And the thing is guess what? We're not fooling anybody. President Xi, Putin, you know, Macron, everybody, the Saudis, they all know who's in the White House. We're not fooling anybody. And we've got 2.5 years, you know, to get on the other side of this and pray that Joe Biden survives. You know, he's already had 2 attacks of COVID, and, you know, he's following the Fauci plan here right now, because Fauci rebounded, as you know, with COVID twice in 1 week. And so this is dangerous because, you know, yes, he's the president. And, you know, what will we do with a Kamala Harris?
Well, I frankly don't know that she could be any worse than Joe Biden. Honestly, I really don't know, even though she's completely unprepared. That's for sure. To be president. Look, the Democrats have done this to us. That's where we are. We just have to hope that we somehow struggle through. We hope that in the midterms, Republicans kind of forget everything and go out and vote for the Republican candidate in their area, because nothing is more important than taking the power away from these people who want to spend us into oblivion. I mean, that is literally the case. So
exactly.
If you want policies and programs that help average Americans, please go vote for your Republicans. They're not perfect. Nothing ever is, but they're better than the Democrats, and that's what we all have to focus on.
And all you have to do is consider the policies, again, historically, like we were talking about, Liz. You know, time and again, the Democrats are just, I love it, and I've been quoting you ever since, they're a hot mess. I don't know what else to call it. When you said that, I go, that's it. They are. They're a hot mess.
It's true. It's true. But isn't it extraordinary that they don't seem at all bowed by failures or looking to Europe to see what their green energy policies really cause, or the fact that they're losing favor with Hispanics and the borders open? Do they connect those dots? But you told me months ago, and I have relied on this information, that one of the reasons that's happening is because all those people coming across the border, they don't come to the Upper East Side of New York, where I live. They go to Hispanic communities.
Exactly.
And I can imagine
that's where they go.
Those communities
and they're tormented.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, anyone think that's a good thing for this country or for those communities? No.
Right. You see, and what they miss is the point. It's the point. It's kind of like when I started doing this national radio show, Liz, I had a couple of syndicators come to me, and they kind of laughed. They go, gosh, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I laughed. I just said, you guys don't know the Hispanic people. The very heart of the Hispanic people is they're very spiritual. They're very family-oriented. They are very conservative. Now, they have been treated as a monolithic group unfairly, just like the Democrats have treated, blacks. But people are wising up, and they understand, and this is why there is such a flight away from the Democratic Party, is the Democratic Party has been taking blacks, Hispanics, other minorities for granted, and they really have insulted them. They think that they're just too stupid, but they're finding out is that, look, at the jig is up, as they would say, and guess what? They're a lot smarter than you realized, and you are in serious trouble. So whatever shenanigans you pulled in 2020, which and the majority of Americans believe you got away with some shenanigans, you better double down and you better get real good at it, because otherwise you're going to be heading head first through the exit door.
So I think we're going to be solving some problems. I think inflation is going to look a little better this month because energy prices are down. Some things are going to look better. But the truth is, I also think we're at a tipping point in terms of the job market. I think the recession is real. That's going to be even worse news for Democrats as we go through the fall.
She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek has been with us. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
You too. Take care now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's military on Thursday said it is preparing for war without seeking war after China's military began a four-day live-fire exercise close to Taiwan's shores. Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58.
We should protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us. Lift women up, strengthen families, and stand together for life.
Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. That's a two-hour drive east of Chicago. As the recession continues to attack the American dollar, Walmart is cutting hundreds of corporate jobs in a restructuring effort, a week after they warned of falling profits. The retailer began notifying employees in its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters and other corporate offices of the upcoming cuts. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with Dr. Wilfred Riley. Yes, he is back, the infamous professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of The Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. He's got a new book coming out too, right? You got one coming out, what, in a couple months? Or is it all ready to go?
Yeah, this one's going to be called something like 12 Lies Your Liberal Teacher Told You, and it's a response to sort of the Howard Zinn Marxist stuff in education. The idea that you've been lied to your whole life by being told things that were too pro-American. I'd say that hasn't realistically been true since maybe 1960. So I talk about some of the things that people are told today. One obvious example would be the Red Scare in the 1950s, which is made up and there never were any commies.
Yeah, right.
That's not true.
Well, this is all about... You know, if they got away with it then, you know, they haven't really improved on telling the truth. They just figured, okay, well, they'll buy into that bit of pablum, so we'll just keep sending them their way and not allow them to exercise the critical thought process, which is absolutely critical to someone's future. And sadly, Americans have been dumbed down. And on top of that, as you and I have discussed at length previously, we've been siloed into our own little tribes, and we've really ended up compromising our own intelligence along with the greater intelligence of the, I'd say, the culture.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. One of the things that really all of my books talk about, whether you're talking about hate crime hoax and taboo in a blatant plug, this new book is the idea that a lot of the things that the ordinary sort of upper middle class citizen thinks they know aren't true. So, I mean, the whole hoax idea is that most of these high profile incidents of racial and class conflict that the media never shuts up about, what you're talking about, Trayvon Martin to some large extent, but I mean, those focused on the book Jussie Smollett, Covington Catholic, I mean, Erica Thomas, the congresswoman that said she was attacked in a high-end grocery store, Bubba Wallace. I mean, they all turned out to be fakes. So you move from the question of why is there such a brutal racial conflict, or why is this such a bad place to live, to the alternative question of why are people lying to me about this? And I think that one's a lot more productive. And it's the same with this. I mean, many of the things you're going to be told at a mainstream university, Native Americans were peaceful, for example, are nonsensical. I mean, the Native Americans are the greatest warriors in history. They stopped the expansion of America and Mexico for 200-300 years. And that's actually a much cooler story than the one we're being told. But the underlying question is, why are we told? Every society has its legend. Why are we right now being told something that's not really true? And that's pretty negative, honestly.
Exactly. Well, that was what prompted my question. Maybe we were channeling each other before we had a chance to have this discussion this morning. It's just, you know, the question, just how racist is America?
Oh, I mean, if you're just asking empirically, I mean, the United States of America is one of the two or three least racist countries in the world. And that's not just me talking as kind of chubby, right-leaning pundit. I mean, we measure this every year. I mean, the level of violence in big countries, level of racism in big countries, it's affect serious business. And I mean, the USA last year, the way this is done generally is with a series of totally anonymous questions that ask, for example, one is called the work for, vote for question. Would you be willing to work under an employer of a different ethnicity if you respected them, if you knew them? Would you be willing to vote for a qualified candidate? We'll usually ask same party so no one gets confused, of a different race or ethnicity. And you can ask about both race and ethnicity. An Italian-American, for example, that's ethnicity, Mexican-American. Both those are probably Caucasian. Black, Asian, those are races. And when we do this every year, we find that the percentage of Americans that are real hardcore bigots that wouldn't consider an interracial date, that wouldn't consider voting for a qualified Asian-American candidate for president, that's about 5 or 6%. And in other countries, in India, for example, Brazil, I mean, large civilized countries, it can range up to 40%. The whole world's better than it used to be, but the USA is one of the least racist countries in terms of a business or political climate on Earth.
Would you think that what drives that number is, even though there's a question in terms of the spiritual IQ of America these days, still 80% of Americans believe in God. Would you believe or tend to believe that the reason it is so low comparatively is because of our Judeo-Christian roots? Does that contribute to it?
Probably. I would question how much, but yeah, actually, that's an interesting question. I mean, thinking about the least racist countries, most of them do have a pretty strong Christian, actually specifically Catholic tradition. If you look at Latin America, if you look at Central Europe, I think it's interesting. Even Islamic countries do tend to be less racist than other regions of the world. So, I mean, when you look at the most racist countries, you're generally talking about sort of ethnos states that follow other gods, which isn't normally how we classify that in political science, obviously. But, I mean, like, China is always right up there. I mean, China is an militarized ethnostate that's run for the benefit of what are called the Han Chinese. Pakistan, which is a Muslim country, but which is also, that's where the Muslim, they're generally dark-skinned, they're called Dravid Indians, if I understand correctly, went following the partition of the British Empire, and so on and on, South Korea, North Korea. I mean, so the Western tradition, which certainly, and I think this is the way to put it, the Western tradition, which certainly includes, obviously, the traditional God of the West, seems to correlate, we would say, with decreased bigotry. So, kind of last slide, but the idea that the West is worse than other countries when it comes to these traditional vices, like, well, we sometimes mistreat women here, so we are the worst, least feminist society in the world, that tends to often be the opposite of the truth. Like, all humans have the same vices.
Exactly.
So if you go to Asia, Middle East, even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing. It is the media and these elites that keep pumping this narrative our way to keep us divided. And I guess what's starting to drive them nuts here, Will, is that I think that, you know, America's kind of tired of punching itself out at these ghosts and realizing, wait, how did I get here? Because for those that swallowed that pablum and that dangerous psychobabble crap, they're not very happy. They're rather psychotic. And, you know, and I think at the end of the day, we might hopefully come to that point where we just say, wait, what is wrong with me? You know, I'm not happy. What is it that has invaded my conscience that is destroying the joy of my life? And I sense, this is just in my observation, that this is starting to take place here, and it's driving the left and those that usually been able to manipulate the psychology, particularly here in America, they're getting a little frustrated because, you know, the jig is up, so to speak, and that's kind of what I told Liz Peek this morning.
Yeah, I think that at a basic level, people are willing not to do obvious bad things that have generally been proscribed by religion or the law. And I think traditional racism of the I'm not going to hire a man of a different kind variety, I think most people view that correctly as a bad thing. To the extent anyone has this vice, I did myself a bit as a younger man, as a boss, as an adult, you have to get rid of it. So people are fine with that. I think when you move beyond that, because we've almost gotten rid of that, as a society, to criticizing people for doing just everyday normal things, like saying boys can't be girls, or, you know, asking the new guy at the company at an event, hey, where are you from, bro? Which would be, you know, a problem on two levels to a lot of these radical liberals. You're not supposed to ask where you're from. You're using gendered language. I think a lot of people are going to look at this and just say, this is nonsense. And
exactly.
We're really at the this is nonsense phase for a lot of people. If you look at the votes on gender identity stuff that are happening right now, what DeSantis is doing today, so on.
Yeah, I think, again, part of the you know, the good part of it is that we've gone through and we've experienced the good, the bad, the ugly of it all and realized, hey, look, we just want to win, okay? We want winners on our team. Let's get along. What can we do to that end? Because at the end of the day, we want to be productive. I mean, that is one of the most psychologically uplifting experiences that we can have is when we go to work every day and we're productive and we're doing right by our employer, ourselves, and our family and our team at work. You know, that's win-win for everybody. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got Dr. Wilfred Riley with us, and we'll continue the conversation after this.
New Jersey, Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811.
That's 800-978-4811.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez, so long with Dr. Wilfred Riley. Great to have you along joining us. Real quick before we, pick up the topic here that we were discussing. You're an athlete, Will, and I know you appreciate, legends. And, of course, a legendary voice was quieted this week, the passing of Vin Scully of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who passed at 94. I grew up listening to Vince. I remember the first transistor radio I had long before you were born. You don't know about transistor radios. There is these little plastic things with an antenna sticking out that you would just hold up to your ear to just be happy that you got a little bit of a broadcast signal. But every time you heard the voice of Vince Scully calling a Dodger baseball game, there was joy in Mudville. I just want you to know.
Yeah, RIP. No, I haven't been an athlete of any type since high school, varsity, or a year after. But, RIP Vin Scully. I mean, I was a White Sox fan. I'm from Chicago. But, I mean, definitely he's a legend in that field. He's also the guy who called the Joe Montana catch, if I recall correctly. So he was one of those guys that was in sports broadcasting for 20, 30 years. And he was an incredibly witty guy. He didn't need a color man. He refused to work with one in the booth. So, big sky point to Vin Scully currently looking down and commenting on the state of U.S. affairs.
Yeah, just it'd be interesting. Yeah, we could get lost in a lot of possibilities there, but definitely a lot of great memories. World Series games, the era of Koufax. I mean, the whole Dodger legend. And I had a great opportunity as a young kid to meet Vin Scully and some of the Dodger greats along the way, because I was based in Los Angeles, so it was good fun, a great honor, and hearing of his passing, we just brought back a lot of fond memories. Well, real quick here, I wanted to address something. This has just been a pet peeve of mine, talking about how this narrative has been hijacked, and we just had the primaries and everybody's going crazy. You got all these tea leaf readers, did Trump win, lose? Anybody that supported the
as they say, the big lie or whatever, you know, anybody, you know, even the Hill, you know, you're election denier if you don't believe that Joe Biden was fairly elected president of the United States. Now, interestingly enough, I mean, election deniers, like, that's like the basket of deplorables, because according to Rasmussen, about 60% of the American voter believes that there were shenanigans. You know, so I guess most of us, two out of three of us, are election deniers because we're not totally accepting of this narrative and what the mainstream media and everybody else associated with it is saying, that, you know, if you disagree with the results of the 2020 election, you know, bad on you.
Yeah, I mean, so there are two or three different levels there. Like, on the one hand, does the U.S. media and academic elite have contempt for ordinary American people? Yeah. I mean, like, if you're a white guy, or for that matter, a black or Hispanic guy, and you're working in, like, a chicken processing plant in Arkansas and making $37,000 a year and you're excited about your new pickup truck, there's not a lot of love for you at Harvard.
Right.
So you very consistently seen this. I mean, yeah, basket of deplorable. I mean, it's rude to say white trash. I mean, so it's all these different terms that are used. President Obama once referred to the Appalachian region, which is where I live. I'm quite proud of it. But as a bunch of, it was like rubes clinging to their guns and Bibles. So there's a lot of that. I mean, I like my gun. I have a Bible in the house. I'm not the most religious guy in the world. But I mean, so that's the first part of this. Now, the actual election 2020 controversy, I think most people acknowledge there is a controversy there. The general feeling in my field, even among conservatives, is like Trump did not go to court and conclusively prove that X number of votes were taken by the other party. There's a great deal of infighting on the right. Nothing close to that ever happened. But many people do question, did Joe Biden, looking at Joe Biden, did this guy win 81 or 82 million votes? So that's part two. There is a debate about this, as it is now. I mean, Biden's been president for 2 years, so he's probably going to finish out his term. But the third part of this is that the candidates that were being universally cheered against, like when you say the people that were being referred to as deplorables, maggots, and so on, they all won, actually. So, I mean, we had that first round of primary preliminary elections. I mean, they was it Carrie Lake won in Arizona? I mean, you can think this is good or bad, but she won pretty substantially. This is a funny one, and then I guess somebody want to hear what you think about this. But the candidate that was being backed, and I think Michigan, by the Democrats. So one of the few people that voted to impeach Trump that was a Republican had been universally praised by the Democrats for not being an election denier, quote unquote. And then their hard right opponent doubled their funding and ran this really successful ad buy. And it turned out apparently that the Democrats were sponsoring this through this organization called the DCCC, because they thought they had a slightly better chance against the Trump guy in the final election. It was only like a 1% difference. And the Trump guy won. So, I mean, 7 or 8 of the 10 elections involving Republicans that went against Trump were decided in favor of MAGA guys instead. Like, Liz Cheney is not going to be, you know, returning to politics in all likelihood.
Exactly.
So that's the voters had a different opinion in the GOP base.
Yeah. Well, and again, I guess what they're doing is insulting people, first of all, on the face by, you know, what I look for, you know, they want proof. Okay. They keep saying we want proof. Okay. I think there's evidence out there. They don't want to really pursue the truth, but I'm saying, where's your truth? You know, Bill Barr, you said there's no, where is the truth that can settle our minds to say, you know, yeah, it's plausible that Joe Biden got 81, 82 million votes, 10 more million more than Barack Obama, the iconic black first president of the United States of America. It's plausible. But, you know, show me the proof that you have. I mean, you keep asking, and part of the problem we're having is that when it goes to the courts on process reject it. And so then the Democrats come back and say, see, even the courts have already rejected your, no, they rejected on process. They didn't reject it based on the merits of the evidence. We've never had the evidence, I believe, you know, put on the table, said, here it is. I mean, you know, we've got 1,000 sworn affidavits, 1,000 American citizens who were there, you know, counting the votes, observing what was going on. And they said there was problems here. Okay, and to have a sworn affidavit with the, you know, penalty of perjury and, you know, all kinds of not real nice consequences for lying on a sworn affidavit, no bueno, you know, that says something. And then we have all this other information. I mean, you got Dominion, who comes in on the Hill, they're in a hearing with the Senate and the House, and they say, no, these Dominion machines, they don't connect to the Internet. And then somebody says, well, what's this? This is a modem. Modems is what you use to connect the Internet. Oh, well, you know, and then they somehow escape accountability with that, and then they act, you know, so self-righteously because they lied to the American people, they lied to Congress about it, and now, you know, even the president's counsel, you know, he says, well, there's no way that we could grab the Dominion machine. Well, wait a minute, this is all part of the evidence. That's like saying, well, you know, yeah, this guy was shot by this gun, but we can't get the gun. You know, because somehow that's un-American to confiscate evidence that was part of a crime here. But, you know, there's really no true drill down. And then we're hearing that you've got evidence that's being scrubbed. I mean, it's like the Hillary Clinton plan of how to get out of jail is you just destroy the evidence. And you don't even have to apologize. You just get rid of the evidence and somehow the mainstream media backs it up. And, you know, and it just leaves people with more questions than answers. And then they're upset because the people are, you know, they're just saying, hey, I don't know. I don't have proof either way that it was legit or proof that it was, you know, we got a lot of smoke, but I don't have necessary proof to be able to say that clearly there was, you know, there was fraud committed in the 2020 election. Kind of looks like it and talks like it, but we don't have the proof yet. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I mean, I think realistically, when you look at the evidence of fraud in 2020, I have no doubt there was fraud in the 2020 election. But I frankly, as a political scientist, I think if you look at most elections with the same level of scrutiny, you'd find a pretty substantial amount of fraud. That's not good.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a fact that 1% of the votes or something like that are probably decided by ballot stuffing, whether that's in the big cities or out here in the deep rural hollers. This is a suspicion of mine. But it's kind of like the January 6th commission, right, on the other side, where people are saying, well, we put 50 lawyers on it, and we found some stuff that's kind of suspicious, like did Trump use a burner phone that day? My strong opinion is that if you put 50 lawyers on anything, Hunter Biden comes to mind, you would find a lot of evidence at that level. In fact, we've seen Hunter Biden smoking crack with what look like underage hookers, but let's put that aside for right now. Although hopefully the Republicans don't if they retake power, when they retake power. But, I mean, the election fraud, the similar stuff. I mean, so, like, if you add up 1,000 affidavits together, each person says they saw an average of 6 or 7 votes being screwed with. Does that add up to 8 million votes or whatever and close the gap? I mean, the honest answer is probably not. Where I would direct people who are angry about what happened in 2020 is to things like the local voting and canvassing board. Because when you say there were more votes in 2020 than ever before, the real manipulation of elections occurs behind the scenes so no one has to openly cheat. So that was the COVID year. Like, the rules were changed.
Exactly.
So you can mail in votes. That's the
we've got to leave it there. And, of course, this to be continued. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you.
Decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.